This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Devin Mattson. I work as an entrepreneur in residence for ATX Venture Partners in Austin, Texas. And I've been going at this for about 6 months now. So I'm working on a couple of my own ideas, and I work and I advise some of our other portfolio companies.
Devin, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
You know, so this is actually the first time our fund has done an entrepreneur in residence. And so when I was working with Chris, one of our managing partners, in kind of what it would look like, we didn't really have anything to base it off of. And so it was kind of like, okay, well, what do you want to do? And I was like, well, I want to start a company, and I want to stay associated with the fund. And so we kind of designed this role where I would work on a couple startup plans that I'd had, but then also the great thing about our fund is a lot of our investors are early stage entrepreneurs themselves. And so staying in there in that network and working with venture partners has been super helpful. And then the other thing too is before I was an entrepreneur in residence, I was what they call a venture fellow with ATX Venture Partners. And what that was is while I was doing my MBA at UT Austin, there's a fellowship program that I applied for where you can go and get placed with a local venture capital or private equity fund for 2 semesters. And you get course credit for it. You know, the kind of the expectations is that you work essentially, you know, 10 to 20 hours a week with that fund. And that was how I connected with ATX Venture Partners initially. And so ATX Venture Partners at that time was actually ATX Seed Ventures. We were known primarily for doing seed stage financings, mostly in Austin, but in Texas more broadly. And I took some of my experience in the startup world and kind of helped out some of our portfolio companies. And so by like a short bio, I worked for about 8 years before business school. I worked for the first year in the Obama White House, and then venture-backed startups for 7. So I was with Qualtrics, which sold to SAP last year. And then after that, I was with Dropbox, and then I was with a small Y Combinator startup in the East Bay. Most of these roles at these companies were kind of like sales, business development. And that's something that a lot of our companies, you know, most of the founders are engineers, and so they haven't necessarily hired a head of sales. Their product is selling, but it's generally by word of mouth, and there's not really a structure or process to it. And so one of my first roles was advising one of our portfolio companies, Bracklet, which builds a digital quantum building, their energy efficiency software company that uses some really, really cool data science to help buildings optimize their power usage. And I helped them kind of construct a sales funnel in those processes. And then worked with several other portfolio companies along the way. And then at the end of the fellowship, it was when I transitioned into the EIR role. And so with the EIR role, I still do some of the advising, but it's much less. So a lot of my time is more self-directed and working on my business plans.
Devin, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an EIR?
For me, it's that weird corner. It's a job. I've described it to my friends as a job that is high stress, but not very busy. Like, I think a lot of the times, you know, you wonder like, okay, like where's this big idea going to come? And, or when is it going to come? Sorry. And approaching it is from every angle you can think of, and talking to people and trying to get feedback, really, really trying to isolate product market fit in the given industry is really difficult. But at the same time, it's not very chaotic. It's you know, it's not something where your job is to be on call 24/7 and just be constantly responsive. It's kind of this like iterative, you trying to accrue knowledge or accrue research, and then an iterative deletion of strategies. So like if I can rule out something because you know, I've met with an entrepreneur who's tried something in that vein, and it was difficult for the reasons X, Y, Z. And I see that doesn't really line up with my skill set either. I can kind of rule that avenue out. And so not a very busy job, but definitely stressful, because you're trying to think of a big idea, and you want to have something to bring to the fund when you're done. I worked on some ideas earlier in the year, and then I graduated from business school, and I took 4 months off. I went on a long road trip, lived out of a Sprinter van for the summer, and then went and visited some friends in Scandinavia for a bit. And so I'm coming back. I'm a month in now. The biggest challenge or the biggest successes so far have been the breakthroughs that I've been able to come through by working with some of our entrepreneurs. And so I'm kind of a believer that really difficult problems need to be approached indirectly. And so I've found that when I've done my advising is when I've been able to kind of come up with the best ideas and then come back home and test those. But it's working with entrepreneurs in fields that are very different than what I'm interested in. So let me give an example. I'm interested in funeral care and death care, you know, death tech, whatever you want to call it. And that comes from personal experience for me. Both of my parents passed away from cancer in their 50s. And when you interact with the funeral industry, weirdly, kind of as a millennial, you're used to different products, things being on demand, things being convenient, and then things also, there being a relative degree of price transparency. And none of those things exist in the funeral industry right now. And so those are the types of problems and the types of business models that I think about during the day. And a lot of my work and my breakthroughs have come from talking to friends in the industry. So one of my really good friends up in Wisconsin, Jonas Zahn, he used to work in Austin for Trilogy Software. And he runs a casket company up in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. We talk fairly regularly about how the industry works and how certain go-to-market strategies have worked for different companies. But I've also gotten a lot of really great insights just talking to the CEOs of our portfolio companies. And let me give an example. We have a portfolio company, Convessa, that's a conversational AI. Really, really brilliant founders. And we meet and talk about the sales funnel. But the way that they've approached the way that their product is able to go viral is there's crossover, weirdly enough, between, you know, something that's, you know, a very bleeding edge technology product for specifically for developers and engineering managers in tech companies. It actually, there are principles from the work that they're doing that helped me. Then also we have, there's some other companies in Austin that are working in it too. So
Devin, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
Take the opportunity if you can get it. I think the entrepreneurial journey is incredibly fulfilling. It's growth inducing. And if you have the opportunity to work with a venture firm, I think it makes the entrepreneurial journey a lot easier. And I think of like the partners of our firm, of Chris and Brad and Danielle. And they do everything from, you know, we can talk shop, we can talk business processes, and then they can also work as kind of a coach or a therapist at times. Having that resource, I can't stress how important and how valuable that's been. EIRs, so, you know, I honestly didn't know what an EIR was until I moved to San Francisco. And my first boss, Shiraz Haji, had been an entrepreneur in residence, I believe, at El Dorado Ventures. And then really one of my best mentors ever in my career is Steve Carpenter. And Steve Carpenter had founded a company that sold to Dropbox. And so he came in as an executive at Dropbox, and I worked for him for a while. But before, he had incubated Endorse.com as an entrepreneur in residence at Excel Ventures in San Francisco. And having, he's kind of like where Steve planted, I guess you could say. His approach to starting a business is kind of the opposite of my instinctual approach. And that's coming from, you know, I'm trying to be busy all the time, trying to feel like you're just constantly working. And he has this very zen-like meditative approach to starting a company. And he's done it very well. He just sold, he was the CEO of Grovo that just sold to, I think, Cornerstone. And so I guess what I would say is, let's land that plane. what I would say is use the resources of the firm. If you have access to that, that's invaluable. But don't stop just there. if you're a firm like ATX Venture Partners, some of your investors or some of your advisors that you have access to are so willing to help out and be a listening ear or give good counsel on how you're approaching the problem. And a lot of them have a lot of experience in a variety of ways. And so this goes back to the idea of like approaching a problem indirectly. I think there are things to learn from entrepreneurs who have succeeded in everything. You know, in Texas, we have entrepreneurs from oil and gas. We have entrepreneurs from agriculture. We have entrepreneurs in tech. We have entrepreneurs in consumer packaged goods. And all of them have really unique learnings that I think you can fold into the project that you're working on.
Devin, where can we learn more about Entrepreneurs in Residence and your work as an EIR?
Well, so my work as an EIR, I'm not a blogger. This is the first interview I've ever done like this. But you can email me. My email is devin@atxventurepartners.com. Happy to talk more. The work as an EIR, I'm trying to think who's done. Steve Carpenter published some really, really good blog posts for Excel when he was there as an EIR. That's really my best. I follow a lot of entrepreneurial blogs, and so those have been helpful. I think First Round Ventures out of San Francisco has a great digest that's good weekly. I read Axios Pro Rata every morning, and that'll have personnel updates on who's joined who as an entrepreneur in residence. I think like Benchmark in San Francisco just announced a new one last week, and so when I saw that news, I kind of researched who'd just gotten that job and saw what they'd done in the past. And it was interesting and helpful. Yeah, I think just kind of like an intentional curated content feed can help a lot. And so just find thinkers and fields that you're interested in and follow them, and something good will usually come out of it.
Great. Well, thanks, Devin.
Yeah, thank you.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.